Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mac Show. I'm Jeff Gamet. I'm your interim host, sitting in for Ewan Rankin. And it's summertime, which means summer of fun. For those of you that have memories like goldfish, what that means is there's no news. There's no big news because it's summer. So we're just picking topics and talking about whatever we please. And so before we get into that, though, what an amazing, wonderful group of people here this morning. I expect all of you to entertain me because, you know, it's my Friday morning, so no pressure. Dave, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. So glad to be here. It's been a couple weeks and able to have some fun in the summer of fun and even great to have you in here. So it's all we're having a going to have a blast today.
Yeah.
All that thought.
Speaking of Ewan, it's great to have you here. How are you?
Yeah, good to be back. Yeah, no, I'm not sure what I'm going to add because I haven't really kept abreast of the Mac news, but I do have still Mac. I'm still a user, so I've tried a few of the upgrades and stuff like that. And the subject we're talking today is definitely something that I'm into.
Okay, so nothing has changed.
No, yeah. I'm a lot more greeny than I used to be. I said I'm channeling me inner greeny today because
excellent.
That is a good.
Yeah, he would have loved this. But no, I just haven't kept abreast of the news with Apple at all. I don't think they've done anything particularly brilliant. I know I said at the start of the year, I didn't know. I said nothing majorly new for Apple, and I got the cheaper version of the 16E. Mm-hmm. And then they still haven't done anything of any real note other than just, you know, upgraded the software and general small evolutions. There won't be a massive earthquake of anything, I don't think. But that's boring. Carry on.
Well, it's been a great show. Thanks for joining us. Chuck, how's it going for you?
It's going good, although I was going to ask, Jeff, you introduced yourself as the interim host, and yet you sitting in for Ewan Rankin, and yet Ewan is here. So sure. I'm trying to figure out how this works.
It seems to me like you have a very firm grasp on it.
It's because I severely lack the competence to host this show. I mean, the big show, I don't mind sparring that one off if I'm there and Jeff's not. But this one is just beyond me. I just haven't kept up with the Apple news enough to be of any about. Well, I suppose there's going to be people writing and going, "You never were of any value, you."
See, now you've just given Jeff a really big head here that, you know, we're going to have to. The rest of us are going to have to deal with.
Yeah.
Well, not like that has changed at all. But the takeaway I got out of that is Ewan's saying he doesn't feel like he's at a place where he can competently run the show, and yet he lets me do it.
It's true.
It's a compliment. Absolutely, you're perfectly capable of complimentary running the show. Not an issue.
It's
competently issue. Moving on.
Competently running the show to our usual standards.
There we go. Okay. Patrice, speaking of standards, how are you?
I'm doing well. I want to point out that everybody on the panel is wearing kind of black or dark clothes, except for Chuck, who has a beautiful red shirt. I mean, which also means, you know what that means, right? Red shirts and so
He's
on.
Going to die on the way on yes. the away mission.
Yes.
Hopefully after the show.
Yeah, no, I'm doing good. My vacation starts today. I'm gonna be in London next week, meeting up with a bunch of friends from my InSpace group, from the US mostly, some from Europe. So that's the Vision Pro group that Chuck can join. And yeah, I'm gonna fly. So that's the other part I'm planning on doing.
That would be a blast.
Oh, you're going to fly yourself here?
No. I'm not allowed. We have people in the club that did that recently. They did like a whole like little vacation trip to the UK and the Channel Islands or whatever and back. So yeah, you can do that. It's not a problem. A couple days. You can do that. I think they flew 16 hours one day. So, but with two pilots, not alone.
So Is it true that you are preparing yourself to be able to do the shortest commuter flight?
Maybe yes. Maybe yes. Maybe I'll do that at some point. And for the people who don't know where that is, it's actually on what's the island called again? I think Orkney Islands in Scotland. Yeah, so two islands connected by about 90-second flight. So I don't know why you would
Nice.
be flying there, but apparently you can.
Because you can.
Correct.
Yeah. All right. So we've been saying we're doing Summer of Fun, and that means each show we're just picking a topic and running with it. And if you watched the big show yesterday, Patrice and I, we did, it was just the two of us. So we did a whole show where we talked about sitcoms and the state of sitcoms. And Ewan, you would have loved it.
Right. No, I was out drinking, unfortunately. Sorry.
Oh, well,
But I enjoyed that too.
that was a lot of fun too,
At
bro.
least you had something you can enjoy.
And
And then,
karaoke.
yeah, nice. Nice. Then last week on the Max show, I don't even remember what we talked about. But in my
Apple TV
defense, I don't
Plus
remember what I
shows, I
had.
think.
Apple TV Plus shows, you're right.
Yes.
Yeah. I often don't remember what I had for lunch. So the fact that I can't remember a show we did a week ago, it's no
Who are you?
surprise. Right? Right?
Hey, but
If only I had a name tag.
before we get into this though, you said karaoke. Do you participate in karaoke?
I sing, yeah. I did Sweet Home Alabama, Mustang Sally, and I can't remember what else, some other stuff, but
Nice.
oh, I want a recording of your rendition of I Left My Heart in San Francisco.
Okay, I'll do one just for you.
Just for that.
Just, we
Do
will
you
play it on
remember
the
when
show.
I lost
Nice.
the bet and I had to sing the national anthem, your national anthem?
Oh,
I lost the bet to
whoa.
Tom Ferry, and I had to sing the national anthem, the American national anthem.
Oh,
Greeny
God.
played it at the Bash, and I sang it. There's a video
That's
of that
funny.
somewhere.
I certainly hope there is a video of that
There
somewhere.
is. No, there definitely is.
That's
I can't think
excellent.
what year it would have been. It was at my house, so might have been
N
2019.
I want to say 2019 because I wasn't there and Tom only joined us like somewhere around
But that's not a fun
So,
topic either. So moving on.
anyhow, yes, topics. So today we're talking about some of our favorite travel tech gear. Did I get that right?
You did.
Kind of, yeah.
That's
I
the
mean,
plan.
we wanted to talk about, I mean, a lot of us are traveling in the summer. Like, summer is also travel time. And, like, how do you do it? Like, how do you, like, what do you take with you? Like, what special gear do you have maybe for traveling? Anything like that. That was the
Yeah,
idea.
I think we've got to keep an Apple element because it is the Mac
Yes.
show, but
Sure.
also it's
Yes.
like how do you travel with your Apple gear compared
Yes.
to
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
other stuff?
For sure.
And yeah, go on then. That sounds good.
I think a
All
lot of us
right.
are extreme, so we're gonna.
Oh yes, we are extreme.
Well, I
I
mean,
completely get
how much traveling do you do with how much Mac gear first? That's probably the starting question, isn't
that.
it?
Tons. I mean, I go to Lisbon every month, and I have, look, let me think about it. I have two MacBooks, an iPad, a Vision Pro, a camera, a microphone, some lighting. I travel with a ton of gear.
Take
I
some
probably forgot.
lighting, right? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, like a
I'm a
little
photographer and
light,
I don't carry lighting that much.
little LED panel just for like for
It's
doing
good.
podcasts and stuff. Yeah, I
Yeah,
mean
and
that.
I'm not a lot better, Patrice, because I have a 16-inch MacBook Pro, a 12.9-inch iPad. Let's see what else that is Apple oriented. Obviously, AirPods.
Sure.
I'm missing something, but
I didn't even mention iPhones and whatever. I mean, I have also multiple of those.
Right. Plus the inevitable chargers and
Yes.
cables,
Oh, that
and
for
then
sure.
that it right there, that in itself will take up a full, a decent sized backpack.
Yeah.
So,
Like some sort of battery usually, like a power bank.
oh yeah,
Or
absolutely,
two in my case. I
absolutely.
actually have two nowadays. A big one for the Vision Pro and a smaller one for my iPhone.
Yeah, I've got a few of these ones. They're 30,000 milliamp hours.
Yeah, exactly.
They're great. Not bad at all.
I
Turn
got
this
some of the
blur
bigger
off.
ones, the big beast.
Yeah, the same I have. Yeah. That's great when you're traveling with the Vision Pro, because I mean the battery will last for a couple hours on a plane, but like you just plug it in and you have another, I think, two charges even for that.
But you know, let's go down that road for a second, because it's something that I've changed my thinking on. Because I used to buy the big beasts, and then
They're
I got to
heavy.
thinking about it that, yeah, well, first of all, they're heavy, but they're also expensive. But I suddenly came to the realization that I usually just use it to top off something. It's very seldom. Now, you, Patrice, you have a Vision Pro that may change the equation,
It does.
but I realized, you know, these things, if I can get 12 charges for my iPhone, how many times am I on a desert island when I have no connectivity at all or no
You got no,
power?
yeah, exactly. I
All
think
it
that's a good
takes
point.
is once, Chuck.
Well,
Yeah, but I
you're
mean,
right, Jeff. But you know, but so I've taken to just carrying really small that will supplement a charge for a MacBook or an iPad temporarily, and it, I mean, it has helped my back a bit.
No, absolutely. I mean, I have both, and it depends on how I'm tra where I'm traveling, and how I'm traveling. I'm not always taking it. It just, I mean, I have it at home. Like if the power went out or whatever, like for a longer period of time, I would have it, and it's kind of a backup for me. But I don't have to travel with it if I really don't need it, as you said.
Yeah, I've got one of these little anchor things with a stand at the back.
Those are
And
great.
if I go into town to do some networking or something, that'll be enough to take with me. I wouldn't take a brick
100%.
with me. The brick is kind of like if I'm on a plane and a flight for several hours or something like that, then I
And I
might take
mean,
that.
some of the more modern planes have power outlets these days. Not all of them, actually, very
Right.
few of them that I travel with, but more and more.
Yeah, Emirates
And
A380 had
oh,
USB, and I
yeah.
think it had USB-C, which was quite cool. I love USB-C now. I want
Me too.
everything to be USB-C.
Oh,
Yeah,
yeah. Everything's got to be USB-C.
And the power outlets are nice, but a lot of times they're not conveniently located.
Or they're not
So,
working.
Or they're
well,
broken.
or they're not
Yeah.
working. Yeah. So you have to really make sure that you have a cable, whether it's a regular AC plug or a USB-C, that is long enough to get there, or you know, then you end up having to not use your device while you're trying to charge it while you're on the plane, which kind of is not the point.
A couple of things I have is I talked about this last night on my show is these smart Find My cards. I've got a bunch of these now, and this is the one that this fits in your wallet, as well as I put it in my bag tag on my backpack, as well as I instead of having an air tag, have one of these things, and they're so much louder because you can hear them when you chirp them. But the best thing is my wallet, because I've always misplaced my wallet. Where the hell is my wallet? But now I have this in at all times, and it's just like a credit card, basically. But you're seeing tons of varieties of these up here. I mean, I found this three pack on Amazon for $90, and you get three of these things. It even has this one doesn't, but there's ones that has a clip on it. So if you have a key card for work, you can put it on your lanyard on your key card, and as well as put this in your suitcase, and it's a little more durable, and it's not as small. And then the battery lasts a lot longer. But I don't know if I don't know if this recharges or not, but it lasts for a long time. So. But these are being in the hot thing now with that too, and then organizers, like having something like this with an organizer, having all this. I've got this one, which is kind of cool. That's got different places to put stuff, and
Cables
I'm
and
a
or
I'm a
yeah,
I'm a
I think Ewan wants to say something.
What's a wallet?
What's a
What's a
wallet?
wallet?
That's a good question.
Oh,
A wallet
this thing.
is typically a fabric
This thing.
pouch
But
sort of
they're
thing
small
that
enough.
you stick cables and other people's business cards in.
Are you kidding?
No,
Oh,
other
man.
people's business cards go into the trash. That's right.
I've got a wallet
I mess this up all
here,
the time.
and it hasn't been off my desk in 3 years. No, since I've been using Apple Wallet. That's it. And someone gave me some paper stuff that folded that apparently you can buy things with. I've never seen it before.
Well, this
That's
will
because
change.
you
To a
live
bar.
in a country that uses modern technology. We live in the United States,
Are you still got a roll
where
of ones with a 20 outside it? With a 20 outside it.
exactly, it's like you've been here.
There's they got a lot of stuff here.
Yeah, in a lot of cases, Ewan, you're right. I mean, I was somewhere just last week and cash only.
That's
Because they
so
don't want to pay the.
rare.
Yeah, well, they don't want to. Look, I don't. I kind of don't blame them
They
because
don't
they
want to
don't want to
declare
pay
it,
the
yeah.
I blame
credit
them.
card
They
charges.
don't.
Yeah.
Exactly. They
On
don't
the
want to
credit
declare
card.
it.
Well,
Now, with
they
your
don't want to declare it, but.
debit cards are proliferously, so then there's no charges on those for single transactions.
Yeah, but I hate
So,
debit cards because the wrong person get a hold of them, they'll vacuum out your bank account.
yeah, no,
I
I'm
try not
not
to use
worried
a
about
pin
that.
here.
Yeah. Well, it's less of an issue in the UK than it is in the US
Yeah, I
because in
mean,
the
we
US.
dab and go, and now I've got Apple Pay. I don't even carry cards anymore. I
Right.
haven't
And
carried a
in the
card in.
US, it's still very common for restaurants to take your card and
Oh
walk
yeah.
away with it.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
Would not do
Yeah,
that
no,
here.
hell no.
Nobody would do that here.
I went into town for a beer a few weeks ago, and I said, "Can I run a tab, please?" And they went, "Yeah, sure, as long as you leave a card behind the bar." And I went, "What's a card?"
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like
How's that gonna work? I've only got Apple Wallet, and nearly all the bars in town though just will not take cash. They're completely cashless.
Oh, there's a lot of places. So even when you go to sporting events, none of them have
Yeah.
take anymore.
Yeah, it's funny how it splits. You know, they either absolutely want cash or they absolutely don't want cash.
And if they absolutely want cash, they don't want to pay Uncle Sam the money.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yep. All right, I'll toss one out that I use. And now that I look at, oh crap, currently unavailable. All right, well, then use this as a guide for a nice little travel charger. So that this is the that piece that you connect to. So use whatever wall plug charger you want, any USB cable, and it has the MagSafe built in for your iPhone, and it has a charger for Apple Watch, and you can spin this thing around, excuse me, different ways, so that you can have your iPhone standing up like a clock, or have everything laying flat. And it doesn't matter what configuration you have it in because the little puck part for the Apple Watch rotates in the piece that it sits in. So you can always use both charger elements.
Oh yeah, I bought this.
That's really cool. And
That
I love the
is.
fact that you can actually still use it on your phone while you're using it. I mean, you're not going to get as much transfer of charge as you would be plugging in, but it's actually pretty cool. Yeah, it's nice and compact, good for travel, definitely.
It's great for travel. This just lives
Yeah.
in the little packet cube that I keep travel stuff in. Just stays in my suitcase.
Oh,
I
awesome!
love that, Jeff. I think you
That's a
just
cool
cost me
thing.
money.
Well, you're going to have to do some research to find others that are still that are being made because apparently, this one isn't a thing anymore.
Yeah,
Right.
I think I remember Kelly suggesting this originally, and I bought like two or three of them. I think I just pulled the drawer open the other day. I was like, oh, I got these stashed somewhere. What's going on here? But they're okay. I mean, it's kind of flimsy, but it's a good in a pinch to have it for your watch and your on your phone, iPhone. But yeah, you're not gonna be able to get
But
these anymore.
there are other companies that are making these.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
So,
well,
yeah.
Jeff, here's one I'm just looking that's right there with it. That is actually it's a 3-in-1 that will include iPad or AirPods too. That looks like it's a similar design and similar. That's
So, I mean, for
Oh
me,
yeah, I've seen like that too. Yeah.
when it comes to chargers, I go with the with like a 6 ports Hitachi 240-watt charger. It's like a brick, and you can exchange the cable. So wherever you're traveling, you just buy a whatever $4 cable or 4-pound cable from Amazon that fits for whatever country you need in whatever length you want. And you can just plug in your USB-C stuff. And I mean, since it's 240 watts, I mean, I charge all the devices I mentioned like at the same time, and it's not a problem. Like I can do two MacBooks at the same time, plus an iPad, plus the Vision Pro. Like, and it's super easy. I'll throw it in the chat. I mean, Anker has them as well, but I personally like the Hitachis.
I'll find it.
Yeah.
Related to that, I keep it an anchor, just little wall plug charger thing that has two plugs on it, or two ports on it. And the one that I bought, it's $10 for a two pack, and the prongs fold down in to the unit. So when I throw it back into my travel bag, I don't have to worry about the prongs taking up space or getting bent.
Yeah,
And
exactly.
that to me is essential for anything that's going in my pack. I do not want the prongs sticking out. They have to be foldable, or I'm going to find an option. That just I'm still surprised that there are organizations out there that don't have give you the foldable plugs.
Yeah, I've
Depends on
got
the
one too.
country, yes. It's
Well,
not a thing in Germany, for example. They don't
that's
do
a good point,
foldable
Patrice. Yeah.
plugs.
Well, then UK has got the bigger plugs too. Is
Yes.
that the ones like that foldable? Like this is the one I got. This is the anchor,
There are
but it's got
some
the original on the
UK chargers that have foldable plugs. It's less so, I think, because they're more solid than the flimsy US ones, but they're really good. I like the plug design. Yeah, I put the charger in the chat.
Yeah, here's one I have here, so.
I have a different thing because I mean you do carry all of that, right? Somehow. So I present to you the so-called Patrice backpack, because yes, that's what people call it now, because I introduced people to that. Everybody who has a Vision Pro basically seems to have bought one of these, at least in the InSpace group. They're really good. They're not expensive, like
Nice.
$70, but it's actually a camera bag, surprisingly, with a little compartment where you could put like a camera, and it even has that little insert thing. But you can just take that out and then stick the marshmallow case from Apple, the travel case for the Vision Pro in there, and it has more than enough space overall for like everything else you need. So like I fill it to the brim, and it is sometimes quite heavy when I have everything in, but everything fits in there. It's really good. And if I don't have the Vision Pro with me, I can open up the compartment basically and then use it as a full height backpack. So it's really good.
Patrice, I got one of these at your suggestion, and I find it very good. It's not for me, it's not the best travel pack, but for a specific day purpose or something, it's phenomenal. So I will give you that one.
Of course, it depends on what you want, how you're traveling, like all of that, of course.
Yeah,
But
it
for the
looks like
Vision
it.
Pro, I found it really, really, really helpful.
Oh. Yeah, it looks like it was aimed more towards people who carry DSLRs and
Yes.
lenses. And...
Yeah, for sure. But it actually works really well if you have a Vision Pro and a MacBook and an iPad and chargers and power bank. It even has a little thing. It comes with a, I think, USB. There's a little USB cord in it, basically. So on the
I see
outside
that.
you have a USB port, but it's USB-C, USB-A. But it's just a cable. So I just removed that, bought a short USB-C cable and stuck it in there, and now I have a
Oh,
USB-C
nice.
outlet. So I can, if I'm walking around, I can connect it to the power bank in the backpack and just connect the cable
Yeah.
and charge it. So also quite helpful for that. Don't use it
Yeah,
very often, but sometimes.
a lot of these backpacks have still have the USB-A. I
Yes.
got an order on a couple here for work, and I've been using the big one I showed previously, and it's the cord's dangling, and
Yeah, I mean, if you don't need it, you can just remove it. It's literally just a USB extension cord. It's nothing special, really.
pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. So, but
You and
that's
I
it.
want to hear about, yeah, I want to hear about yours because this is, I've looked at these and there are a couple reasons that I probably wouldn't choose them, but I want to know why you do.
So, I mean, this is it. It's the whole thing. It's not huge. It's light. There's
That is cute.
little dividers that you can get in for the SLR stuff if you want. And all of your other dividers and stuff like that that you use, you can get those and put them in. So from an existing camera bag, I can take something out if it makes more sense for a longer lens. It's got a nice little opening at the top that draws closed, and then your iPad can go in there. That's my 12-inch iPad.
That's pretty cool.
The set
I
of
love it.
chocolates. There's my headphones. You'd be gobsmacked how much you can get in this top compartment. There's loads and loads and loads of space up here. And then if you take this base here and rip it, you can have a bag that goes all the way through to the bottom
Yeah.
compartment.
Yeah, like the
So,
one I
nice.
mentioned. You can basically
Yeah.
open it up and then it goes all the way through. That's really useful.
Little side pouch for access to your camera if you want. And then another little side pouch for some leads and that kind of stuff, or batteries to go in there. And the whole thing is I don't know, as I said, 18 inches long and about 8 inches deep. And it's got a little flap on the front and get all the stuff. And it's a really nicely thought out bag. I've had 10 kilos of stuff in this going through airport. And the thing that's nice is they go, "Oh, you're only allowed 7 kilos, sir." But and like Clarissa's got a bag that was she gets weighed every time we go through. I walk through with that and they never even, because it's so small, it's like, well, that can't be over 7 kilos. And they don't realize I'm carrying 10, three lenses, 10 kilos in there.
Exactly.
iPad, two of these battery packs, half a dozen leads, and away I go. There's not a lot of separation in the top part. That's up to you, but no, the bottom part is brilliant if you use the dividers that come with it.
So
Looks like it's.
oh, go ahead, Dave. Sorry.
Oh, so it looks like it's only available in the UK because we can't get it here in the United States.
Oh, you'll have something like that. It's China, so it's.
Yeah, I mean, also sometimes just copy and paste the text and you will actually find it. It's just not the same listing. You can just change the URL. I've had that.
Yeah, I mean,
So.
everything that you've posted, I can't get at the moment, so.
So do you the reason that I would shy away from this is I find the buckles to be a real hassle. And that's my judgment because, then you got to play with them all the time. And if you
No,
know
there's
one
no
thing's popping
buckles.
out,
There's no
but no
buckles.
what?
They're just magnetic things that
Oh,
just close on the flaps.
oh, really?
They're just
Yeah,
for.
they're just for affection. It's
Oh,
all for a
okay,
kid,
that's good.
adornment. There's no buckles on it at all.
Well, that's sneaky. Okay.
And it's pretty sturdy as well. I mean, I've it's been on two flights to South Africa with me, and it's not got scratched or anything. It's wears really well. Some lovely leathery type feel to it as well, so it kind of feels premium, even though it's not.
There are I did exactly what you said, and I copied the description and did an Amazon search US, and there's a bunch of bags that probably came off the same assembly line, just with different names.
They just have a
Yeah.
different work solid brand name, and that's it. Word solid,
Yeah,
I figured. I
letter
just didn't
solid.
try hard enough.
I threw another
Yeah.
one in. That's probably not for this panel, but that's my kind of purse slash also my flight bag. So when I'm flying, I have to take all the maps and shit with me, iPad,
Maps.
headphones, all of that. Yeah, we're using like paper maps still, because
Holy cow.
electronics can fail. Paper maps, not so much. So
No.
yeah, that's the other bag. It's really, I mean, it's pink. It's probably not for you, but hey. Like it's a good, it's kind of an office bag, messenger bag. It fits a like a 17-inch MacBook Pro, a 16-inch MacBook Pro, if you needed to. iPad, whatever. So that's also pretty good. I travel with that.
K yours, Patrice, the K Den one. There are K Den bags in the UK store,
Yes.
but I'm gonna have to
No, that's the same. I've looked the same thing. The one I put in the US is different than the one I bought from Germany, but it's literally the same bag. They just, for
Yeah.
some reason, do separate listings. I guess
Yeah, but that
to
mod
support.
I can't find that model at the moment. I'll have to do a
I'll check. I'll probably find it.
Now, because I've looked up and I've cut and pasted that bloody link for that Yuhan bag, all I'm getting is Yuhan bags. I've already got one. Piss off.
Is this your color, Patrice? The purple?
Purple and
No,
yeah,
purple.
purple is great. I love purple.
This is not a bad little case for cords and stuff.
There,
Well, it's not
okay,
little, it's
then.
pretty big.
I think, wow, but that's expensive. That's probably a different pack. I'll find it.
I was going to say I'm going to want to throw one in, but I lost the link, so I got to get it back.
Well, then, while you're hunting for that, I'll drop another one in. And this is new for me. I haven't traveled with it yet, but I'll be able to. This is something that I got to check out at MaxStock, and it's the OBSpot Meet 2 camera. So it's a 4K camera. That's what I'm using right now. And it's like, what is that? 3, maybe 4 centimeters long and like 2, maybe 3 centimeters wide. And yeah, it's a 4K camera, USB-C, and it does come with a little mount, so you can just like hook it over the top of your display. The top of my display sits high enough that I have it on a separate mount right now. But yeah, it's a slick little camera, and it weighs, I just saw it in the description, 40 grams. So super lightweight, super compact, and much higher quality camera than is built into my MacBook Pro. So this has become my go-to camera for daily use, and I can totally see it being my travel camera now too.
Available in the UK at the pound to dollar exchange, so £105 or £126 including VAT.
Nice.
Oh, well, they do an OBSpot one with AI tracking as well for $149.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm going to take us back to the bags because I did want to point this out. This is pretty much one of my, this is my daily carry. It's one of my 2 travel bags. But this is the OGO Renegade.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing I can say about this is you have to be a little careful because it's real easy to stick so much stuff in that your shoulders, you know, start to hurt. But
yeah, I got that problem too.
Yeah, but what I love about it is if I have just a little discipline and don't throw everything in there on the theory that I might need it, but just take the things that I really am only likely to need over a weekend or something. It's very light. It's got a lot of compartments. If you are one of those that like separate compartments for separate things, something I'm going to point out that addresses an issue we were talking about earlier with the batteries. Now, all of a sudden, I'm hearing on flights that they want you to have any batteries you have with you visible.
Yep.
So, you know, now it's like, no, I can't bury it deep in the pockets inside. I need to have it somewhere like on the outside where I can get to them if they call you on it. So, you know, that's a nice feature. But this thing these last me 7 to 10 years. Before I have to even think about trying to replace them. So it's a little more expensive, but you know, the one other key factor is that it has one of those suspended pockets for your MacBook, so that, you know, when you drop your bag on the floor, the edge of the MacBook inside is not hitting the floor. It's got a big cushioned space in there, so it pads that. This is just a really, really super durable backpack.
I just added my backpack that I'm using as my daily driver. This is made by a company called Crozier. It's really cheap. I think it's under $40. But it's got insane amount of pockets. Holds up to a 17-inch laptop. Hard shell, soft zone at the top, and tons of zippered pockets. And I'm actually been pretty happy with it. I was using another one that was, I was forcing myself not to be. So I didn't carry so much stuff, but now I just can't get away from this backpack. Now there's so much in store now, but there's tons of huge, big pockets. And I carry around, like when I have my work laptop and my personal, this one I'm using now is a MacBook Air, but I keep it in a sleeve too. So the one that you suggested, with Patrice, the TomTalk, but that it's nice, but then I start putting too much stuff in there. Yeah, I better not do that. So I was tempted to bring my Vision Pro last week when I went on vacation. I just It's a lot to carry for me.
I always travel with it. I want to go a different direction because I mean that's probably more for us, but I mean we're probably most of us or some of us are doing podcasts if we're traveling for longer. I mean not for a day trip or a couple days. You need, I mean, we usually need some microphone, and I mean the AirPods Pro will do it in a pin in a pinch, or the MacBook microphone will kind of
Just
also
not
do
good
it.
enough quality.
It's crap
Just not
quality.
good enough.
Yeah, so if you basically end up looking for a microphone, like you don't want to take your full setup with me because that would be insane. So I recommended like a couple months ago, I want to say the Rode NT-USB Mini, and Dave, you bought it this week.
I'm talking on it right now.
Yeah. So it's a great. I mean, it is quite heavy, I have to say, for a microphone, but you need that. It needs to be solid, right? Like it shouldn't move around, it shouldn't wobble or take up like any vibrations in the like in the area. It's USB-C. It has an extra. It has a headphone port,
There it is, I
which
can
is
show
really
you.
helpful. It comes with a USB-C to USB cable still, which I found funny. I just used one of the many USB-C cables I had.
That's for the Windows users.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
You and I'm so glad you're wearing pants today.
Yes. No, it's all right. I was trying to get, because I was going to try and put these on and see if we could do show you the quality of these. But the I think the fact, because it goes in the base of your iPhone and the DJI ones, and the little clip-on mics are absolutely incredible quality. And
I
they've got
got
a
that
little
one.
magnet as well for through shirt connections. And I've used it this last couple of weeks, but I can't figure out a way of putting this in without disconnecting everything first. So that means my internet had disappeared down here. And I've only got one USB-C, which is right next to the other USB-C.
Yeah, you need a little like a tiny USB-C extension cord basically, and then it'll be perfect.
Exactly that. Oh, no, I haven't got it. No,
Yeah,
I thought I'd.
I've got the Rode Wireless
Oh, hang
Go,
on.
the Wireless Go, the one for the iPhone that you plug the
Hang
main
on
into the
here.
iPhone, and then you got the two ones like that with the fuzzy windbreak
Yeah,
thing. It comes like a the
the
big
cats,
ball of
the dead
fur.
cats.
Okay, yeah, they're really good. I mean, I've got those and the Wireless Go ones too. They're really gosh darn good. I was gonna say I'm back on the NT USB. I actually tried this as a mic in my office working doing a podcast, and it does have a piece that comes out and you can actually screw it onto a standard arm, which I did, and it worked great. But and then the base itself is magnetic, so like you said, when you stick it on there, it comes right off very easily. And then and you and in that case you recommended, I'll probably should put a link on that one too. That goes is really nice. I know it is kind of chunky, but it has to be because of its size. So, but
Yeah, because
it's I'm gonna travel with this all the time now with this mic.
that's a,
I'm
it lives in
So
my suitcase. I travel with it
I'm
everywhere
now
else.
on the DJI Mic Mini.
You can
Can you
hear
hear a
the difference,
difference?
but it's good.
The
Yeah,
quality's
that's good.
amazing.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's quite a tiny little thing. The magnet's fairly strong as well, so it feels quite secure. It wouldn't be good if you had it on a lapel on a suit, perhaps. That might be a bit thick. But the quality of this thing is just amazing.
Yeah, it sounds clean.
And the background noise reduction is beautiful. It knocks so much stuff out.
Yeah, this for this mic being also being a condenser, it's because I always have trouble condensers, so especially I mean, obviously I mean it's got the white noise going on right now, but you're not hearing it. I'm sounding very clear, and it really filters it out pretty good. I was very impressed with this mic.
Yeah, I've also
I
used it
can't
in
think
like
what the audio
in conference
is.
settings and whatever. It works actually really well for that as well.
So I'm very pleased with purchasing this. Yeah, and I put
Okay,
the
I have a
case in
question.
chat. Yes.
Excuse me. I have a question about the DJI lapel mics. And has anyone compared those to the Rode wireless lapel mics?
I've got the wireless lapel mics. I haven't compared them, but the lapel mics are pretty gosh darn good. We tried to do them when I joined my podcast at Max Talk. I couldn't get them. I forgot them, I think. That's what would happen. But, But yeah, they do sound really, really good. But I don't know
Yeah,
about the
and I
DJI.
have,
I can't
Jeff,
comment on this.
I have the full size DJI wireless system. Ewan has the smaller one, and I've actually I watch a couple podcasts that use those, and you'd never, other than the fact that you can see them, you would never have any idea. So, and look, Rode DJI, it's my personal three go-tos are Rode DJI and Saramonic. If I'm not going to say there's no difference between them, but you're going to, you're in top tier company when you're in
You
when you're
can't
doing
go wrong
those.
with any of them.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I would probably add Shure into that too.
Yeah, true.
Oh yeah, it's true.
True. Does Shure have wireless? I don't even know.
Thought they
Yeah,
did.
they do. I mean, they've been doing wireless for decades at this point, like in concert settings and whatever. Yeah, they do have it.
It's pricey, but they
Yeah,
do.
sure, it's always. I've worked with professional short gear, and yes.
Yeah, I can just go drive right down the street. Their corporate office is right down the
Oh,
street from me.
didn't even know that.
Yeah, it's
Yeah,
private.
but I meant more for us. I mean, you're professional, absolutely.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah, because there's a Shure Move Mic 2 Pro Direct to Phone Wireless Lav for $389.
That's a pricey.
Wow.
But since we are, I will throw that in. Since we are on setups, so I mentioned the light panel I have, and I have an it's an Elgato
Oh, yeah.
Key Light Mini. I just have to find a freaking link for it, which is really good. Key Light, they don't have it anymore.
Have it?
I'm trying to find it. No, Key Light Mini. Okay, I found it. There we go. Yeah, I mean, it's USB-C charged. So, they say no longer available. Was discontinued. Okay, great.
Yeah.
But there's a new Key Light ne Neo. I guess the others will work fine. I'll just throw it in the chat. Yeah, it's like it's USB-C powered. They have an app, so there's a battery in it basically, so you don't have to power it off of them. It's like, I don't know, postcard size maybe. It's not very big. You can easily throw it in your backpack somewhere. And you can change the temperature of the light. And you, of course, I mean, I ran it usually like Jeff, we did a couple of podcasts from like hotel rooms in Lisbon usually, or TV rooms in hotels in Lisbon. And I ran it at like, I think, I want to say 3% brightness because it is quite bright.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was, I mean,
Can't
basically
get it
dialed all the
anymore.
way down. You can't get it anymore, yeah. I mean, on Amazon probably still, because I didn't buy it that long ago. They have a Key Light Neo now, so maybe that's the replacement.
Yeah.
I don't know. Or the bigger Key Light. I don't know what they're doing. But anyway, you can probably still find it, and it's really good. Like, it has an app. If you want to control it, remote control it, it's just USB. No, it's just Bluetooth, I think. Or Wi-Fi? I think you can do both Bluetooth or Wi-Fi even. So it's really
Nice.
good.
I can add another light here too. This is the Logitech one that I use all the time. The travel one. It's
Oh yeah.
is really nice.
Yeah.
Lytra Glow.
I use that all the time. Yeah, the Logitech and it's the software they have. It says the Logitech G software controls. I'm actually using it as one of my lights for my podcast. Because I have the long bar one and this one, but I think I want to get an extra. I might think about getting an extra one to travel with if I'm doing any traveling.
All right, so we have thrown out so many awesome things,
I think so.
and I believe we have found ways to spend some of Chuck's money,
I think
so
so.
good for us.
I think we have.
Since we're getting closer to wrap-up time, Patrice, can you tell us about the amazing live chat? But before you do that, I want to point out that even though it's been a little while now since we've had this upgrade, you did this upgrade. And our live stream and our live chat are so much smoother now. Just thank you for modernizing that for us.
Yes.
You're
Okay,
welcome.
now you can tell us
Now
about
I
it.
can talk about it. It's really easy. We record this very show every Friday, 4 p.m. UK time. Whatever that is in your time zone, you will have to figure out yourself. And you just head over to live.britishtechnetwork.com. Wow, that was hard. And it's there. It's like you know it from YouTube. The video is on the left, the live stream, and on the right you have a live chat. And you can just start typing. You don't have to register or do anything crazy. You literally just start typing. You get assigned a really fun random name like the Priceless Austin, turned out to be Ewan. The Hungry Iris is in there. The Cocky Engelbart is in there. The Zealous Cray was in there. Like we have funny names, but you can just change it. Up top, there's a purple button. Tap it, change name, pick whatever name you want, and then start typing. That's how easy that is. And we're as today even, and usually every show, we throw whatever we're talking about as far as we can follow it into the live chat. So all the links, everything we talked about are for today, even I think most of it at least is in the live chat. And we do have a transcript of it. So if you head over to britishtechnetwork.com/chat, you can like there's a calendar, you pick a date. If you pick today's date, which is August 1st, 2025, you will see everything we talked about in the live chat, like live and as it's happening, because it's literally sending it right away over from the live stream. So that's it.
Awesome. Thank you. We also have a sponsor for the show.
We do.
And Ewan, since you're here, do you mind telling us about our sponsor?
Yep, Orr Technologies, AWE Technologies here in the UK. They do innovations to improve efficiency on construction sites and railway sites. High-end tech firm, got a camera that takes pictures and measures loads of metrics and applies it to it, and then gives you a way of improving yourself afterwards and making sure you comply with local legislation here in the UK. It's a great system, and they've bought us a server for BTN to run everything off, which is
Awesome.
awesome. So thank you very much to them. And please go and check out their content and give it likes and that kind of stuff and promote it, because without them, we wouldn't be able to carry on as we currently are.
I didn't have my pen out in time. Can you give me the URL for that again so I can write it down?
AWETechnologies.co.uk.
Awesome. Thank you, Awe Technologies. Okay. So with that, I think it's time for us to wrap up. Dave, where can people find
We
you?
can't really do a cool thing, can we? Because that's all we've
Orange
done.
done.
Yeah, we just did a whole cool thing show. Yeah.
We just did like a lot of cool things.
Well, I mean, if we do cool things now, basically it's us talking about the different sex toys Chuck has told us about.
Okay.
So
He's
instead,
on a roll.
Dave.
Starts from puppies to toys.
There is one person at Chuck's company who would believe that, I'm sure.
Minimum one.
Oh, look. Anything I say is going to get me in serious trouble, so I'm
Yeah,
just
just
leaving
move it
it.
on, mate. Just know
Yeah.
that no one believes anything that comes out of anyone's mouth on this network. So.
Right. Chuck, I can fix this problem for you real easily.
Please don't.
Dave, where can people find you?
Well, thanks. So you can find me at In Touch with iOS, intouchwithios.com. The YouTube channel is youtube.com/intouchwithios. I'm on Mac Voices Live every Tuesday night through with a number of us here, sometimes Patrice when she's awake late at night and early morning. I'm on the Vision Profiles podcast with Marty Jensius and Eric Golden, having a blast doing that show with me having a Vision Pro and really loving it. Here on Fridays most of the time, and you can find me on Mastodon and Blue Sky at Dave265. Thank you.
Awesome. Ewan, where can people find you?
I'm still on Twitter occasionally. You can get me at Ewan Rankin on Twitter. I'm at Ewan Rankin on Blue Sky. I do check it. And I have get messages from people, and on Telegram as well, but I can't remember what my username is.
Oh, that's
So
awesome.
yeah, but you'll get me britishtechnetwork@gmail.com.
Awesome. All right. And Chuck, how about you?
MacVoices.com is where you can find everything, all the people that I talk to. Pardon me. We do the live show Tuesday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern. On YouTube at youtube.com/macvoices TV, On the socials, I'm at Chuck Joyner pretty much everywhere. And on MacVoices.com, I've started trying to do more blogging. So I've kind of set up a template of minimum once a week to add something to the blog. So check that out. That's new. And we're only the second week in. And so far, I've done it 2 weeks in a row. So I'm happy.
Go you.
Go you.
Awesome. All right. And Patrice, where can people find you?
Well, usually, unless I'm traveling, like next week, I am here on the Big Show on Thursdays, on the Mac Show on Fridays with you. Everything I'm doing, all the social media links, the podcast, projects, everything I'm doing on my website, thepatrice.com, takes you there. And Jeff and I have a nice little side hustle podcast. I don't know. It's a lot of fun. Called Side Hustle. It's called Retro Rewatch, and we're rewatching retro TV shows. We've done, I mean, mostly Stargate SG-1. We're in end of season 2. The season 3 predictions of Jeff are coming up actually today. So that's going to be interesting. Like, what does Jeff actually think is going to happen? And then we'll see what actually does happen. But we did also some special episodes, like the Gilmore Girls one we just posted last week.
Still can't believe that.
It was a lot of fun, and we really enjoyed it. And yeah, let's see what else we'll come up with that Jeff hasn't seen that he should be watching.
Yeah, don't worry. Patrice has a long list of shows.
We got plenty of content for that show. Oh, yeah. The next 100 years, probably.
Yeah.
Oh, easily. Yep. All right. Then for me, Jay Gamut on pretty much all the social medias, active mostly right now on Mastodon, Blue Sky, and Pixel Fed. And then for shows, Tuesdays on Chuck's Mac Voices Live, Thursdays on Dave's In Touch with iOS, here on the British Tech Network for the Big Show and the Mac Show. Brian Chaffin and I do the Context Machine, and as Patrice just pointed out, we're doing Retro Rewatch. Okay, nice. So with that, now it really is time to wrap up. So thank you to all of you for being here and for accomplishing the single task that I assigned to all of you, which was to make me smile and to give me a really nice start to my Friday. So thank you. Well done. Hey, everyone that's watching, listening live, thank you for being here. If you've been in the live chat, thank you for being there as well. All of you that watch or listen to the shows later on, thank you for being part of this as well. Hey, Ewan, thanks just for being you. And and it's great to have you here. Mueller, thanks for making sure I have people for shows. And All Technologies, thank you for being here to sponsor us. So with that, don't forget to come back next Thursday for the Big Show, and again on Friday for the Mac Show, Summer of Fun editions. And everyone, have an awesome weekend.